this isn't a short-term surge, but it is persistent and predictable in many ways. And, you know, this should be something that that hospitals are able to manage and should be able to predict. But the issue today in the West and the Northwest is that 59% of all patients on trolleys today are actually located in hospitals along the Western Seaboard. So I suppose the overcrowding in the West and the Northwest has been, as you've kind of said, chronic for years, and it's not seasonal or I suppose exceptional in many ways. And it probably just reflects the underinvestment and the delayed bed expansion and the failure to staff existing capacity adequately.
One of the things we hear again and again is that effectively hospitals like Letterkenny University Hospital are Model 3 hospitals who are expected to act and operate like Model 4 hospitals, but with Model 3 hospital funding.
Absolutely. And I suppose that is a key element of the hospitals that you find in the West and the Northwest. The vast majority of hospitals there are, as you said, Model 3 hospitals. But these places, I suppose, they're made to cover a much broader area, deal with, you know, more and more patients coming through the door, more and more complex patients coming through the door as well. So you're completely correct in saying that there is an expectation that they act as a Model 4 hospital, but as you said, they're kind of funded to Model 3 levels.
In the past, your members in Letterkenny, Sligo and elsewhere have taken industrial action. Can you foresee a situation develop where that will happen again? We see something happening in Nace at the moment, for instance. Can you see that spreading across the country?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have members in Nace who are taking a stand at the minute in relation to, you know, staffing levels, in relation to the impact this is having on their patients. But the thing is that it's a major driver of burnout and moral distress and attrition for nurses and for midwives in the West and the Northwest. And look, we don't, you know, take action like taking place in Nace lightly. But at the same time, there is kind of only so much that staff can take in terms of the pressure that's been put on them, operating in, you know, overcrowded environments that are at times don't have the required staffing. And I mean, the issue really is that for our members, the most important thing for them is to be able to go in and deliver safe patient care to the populations that they serve. And at the minute, the overcrowding is, you know, making that very challenging. And in those circumstances, you know, if it were required and our members requested it, we would, of course, consider any kind of action to protect their health and safety in the workplace.